Let's go.
What are we picking up? Oh, the Gemara. Okay, let's take the Gemara in hay, right? Bottom hay, and off. So we were doing this the other day. No? What are we up to?
Top of
hay and vase. Yeah, so you want to give a little more thought to the machlokas over here, to the question whether he's also b'dibur or not. Or no? Nobody wants to talk about that anymore? Oh, I said, it's a difficult machlokas over here in the Rishonim, right? You have, the question is, the Gemara says that Mudrani is not a neder, correct? According to Shmuel. No, that is the Chiddush of Shmuel. That Mudrani Mimecha is not a yad, is not a neder, midin yad, unless you add She'ani Ochelecha. Correct? Let's just get the facts straight. Good?
Yeah.
Right? That's what Shmuel is saying about the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is telling you Yados, but it's saying without She'ani Ochelecha, it wouldn't be a neder, midin Yados, from just Mudrani Mimecha. Correct?
Yeah.
Because on at least on Hanah or Achila, Mudrani Mimecha would be Yadayim Shei Mochichos. And Shmuel holds Yadayim Shei Mochichos Lo Havin Yadayim. Correct? Okay. Now, why is it Yadayim Shei Mochichos? The Gemara says, because it's also Mashma Dibur. Right? So the question then is, when the Gemara says, I mean, it's a little bit of a pshat question, right? Because he definitely had the braisa that says Mudrani Mimecha is also. Right? So there are two ways of dealing with that problem. Right? One way is to say that becomes part of the machlokas of Yadayim Shei Mochichos, or is it even Yadayim, not Yadayim. Okay, all in that vein of thinking. Or you can go straight and you can say, if the guy, when Shmuel says Mudrani Mimecha is not Aser, he meant it's not Aser B'Hanah, because it's not a Yad for Hanah. Because it's also Mashma Dibur. But if you would just say Mudrani Mimecha, it would be a neder for Dibur. Right? That's the Shita, that's the Ika D'Amri in the Ran. It's a Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashba, and it's the Shita of Rambam. Right? The Rambam holds, if a person said Mudrani Bimecha, he would in fact be Osir B'Dibur. Okay. But the Rush negates that Shita, and he says it doesn't make sense. Because if Mudrani Mimecha is Mashma Dibur, then how could the Gemara have ever said that if you hold Yadayim Shei Mochichos Havi in Yadayim, you'd be Aser B'Hanah? Right? If, in fact, it's Mashma Dibur. Right? That's the Rosh Hashanah. So, how do we understand so we're trying to work on the machlokas, let's say the Rush and the Rambam. Right? The Torah brings down the machlokas. Yeah. Okay, so we were saying like this. So let's just think about a little bit, if we can understand it hinges on the question of Yadayim She'ein Mochichos Havien Yadayim or Lo Havien Yadayim. Right? I mean, I think that's what it hinges on. Because the Rush is saying, basically, if you hold Yadayim, She'ein Mochichos Havi and Yadayim, it would be impossible to have an Isser Hano'o, right? And simultaneously on Mudrani Mimecha, and simultaneously have an Isser Dibor if you hold Yadayim, She'ein Mochichos Lo Havi and Yadayim. Whereas the Rambam doesn't seem to have any problem with that. Right? Because he clearly says that he definitely holds Yadayim Shei Mochichos Lo Havin Yadayim. And he says, Mudrani Mimecha is Mashma Dibur. Right? So according to the Rambam, if you hold Yadayim Shei Mochichos Lo Havin Yadayim, then you'll be Aser B'Dibur when you say Mudrani Mimecha. So it definitely has Mashmos of Dibur. Correct? Yet, if you hold yadayim shim mochichus havi in yadayim, somehow that turns into a nisr hana. Even though the mashmos is dibur. That's exactly what the Rosh says is impossible. Okay? So they must have different ideas of yadayim shim mochichus or yadayim shim mochichus havi in yadayim or lo havi in yadayim, if they have different outcomes or different possibilities. All right? I know it's I know it's a big topic over here, but let's just try to see if we can get a basic framework, maybe, of yodayim, right? And the question of yodayim, she'im mochichos, havi yodayim, or lo havi yodayim. Correct? Okay. So let's take the Rosh, because he elaborates at least on what he's saying. Right? So what we say, let's take the Rosh. So according to the Rosh, if you hold yadayim she'ein mochichos lo havin yadayim, right? So we wanted to explain there's a little bit of a contradiction in the Rosh, right? Because in the beginning he says neither one is muchach more than the other, and in the end he says it's more muchach for hana than for dibur, right? So we were saying that in the beginning he's talking about if you hold yadayim she'ein mochichos lo havin yadayim, then in order for it to be a yad, it has to be muchach, right? You need a positive hochacha on what it is. And in that sense, neither one qualifies, right? But if you hold yodayim she'im mochichos havi on yodayim, then you just need the one that's more, then just the one that's more mashma will be chal. So one could be more than, right? In terms of yodayim she'im mochichos, one is more muchach. In terms of havi and yadayim, one is more muchach. In terms of lo havi and yadayim, neither one is. Okay, but let's just cut through all the terminology. What is the idea of yad according to the Rosh? And the machlokas of yadayim mochichos and lo havi and yadayim. We need to have some basic concept over here. What's the whole chiddush of yad? And what's the breakdown of yodayim she'ein mochichos havian or lo havian yodayim? What is the function? What is the phenomenon of yad? What is the mechanism of yad? What's the operation of yad? Something. I need something. Let's start with first step first. So the yad is what? What would you define? How would you define the yad?
So a
yad is an incomplete statement. It's a partial statement. Neder gomer would be to say all the terms, right? And a yad is a partial statement. Now, it would seem, according to the Rosh, what's the chiddush of the yad? What is the yad? How does the yad function? Now that we know that the yad is good, what makes it good? What does the chiddush perform? Or how do we understand the yad? In what way does the partial statement, in what way is it effective? So it's effective in the sense that what? That we say that the partial statement, we view it like the complete statement in some sense. Right? I mean, that's basically the way the Rosh puts it in the very beginning, right? It's like he enunciated the whole statement. Right, Josh?
Me or little Josh?
Big Josh.
Big Josh.
Right? It's like...
He says the question of connotation versus denotation for sure.
I don't want to retread over things. I guess start again.
No, he says, I thought you wanted any true statement. I'm just speaking
out. I want to build it up from scratch. V'kach hanach yodos eino gomer devorav lefarish haneder ela haschola ba'alma. Right, the first rush. I mean, whatever, on the first half. Umitochan nikor shadaito liyado lidor. Umachshvin lekiilu gomar devorav. Okay, so it seems like the Rosh is learning. We need a statement. It's the Rosh on the bottom of Beis Amenel. You need a statement. That's a flaw. And the chiddush of Yad is that certain statements, when you start them, the conclusion is nikar, in a certain sense. We can complete the statement for you. In a certain sense, you don't need to enunciate the entire statement. It's the statement is, we can complete the statement. The completion of the statement is implicit. And that's enough. Right? Huh? Okay, so what's the question of mucha yodayim she'im ochichos or yodayim or not? What's the machlokas then according to the Rosh?
He's interested in the completion has to be explicit.
We said initially, when we first were doing the sugyas, we were discussing the question of yodayim she'im ochichos, yodayim or not, right? So we had a certain approach to it. We wanted to say that the question is whether the completion of the statement has to be midin mitzad hadibur itself. In other words, there are certain statements that you start that it's muchach just from the statement. Of course, it's all social constructs and has to do with society and all of that. But there's certain statements that mitzad atzmo they're considered completed. They're complete. I would say self-completing statements in a certain sense, right? It's muchach to everybody what the statement you are enunciating, which statement you are partially enunciating, because that statement is like a fixed tzura in everybody's mind. Like you know, if you just think of any common phrase that we have, and if you start it, everybody automatically knows what you're referring to, and it's ki'ilu. It completes itself. That's a yadayim she'ena mochichos lo havyin yadayim. Meaning to say, the din of yad is in the statement, in the tzura of the statement itself. You don't need to enunciate the statement. You don't need to enunciate the statement, but you have to enunciate a full statement. And yad tells you, since the statement is muchach to everybody, it's ki'ilu, you said it yourself. Okay, but then, according to the Rosh, to be yadayim, it has to be, if you hold yadayim shei mochichos lo having yadayim, it means you need a yad mochiach dafka. It has to be muchach mitocho, what the statement is. Correct? That's because there's an inyan of piv. Okay. But we were saying, it's possible to say, that if you hold yadayim shei mochichos lo havi on yadayim, so that means to say, that although it's not muchach mitocho, correct? Although it's not automatically muchach what the statement is. Yeah. Mitzad haroa, so to speak. Okay. If there's a mashmoos of the statement, then mitzad hagavra he can say that was his intent. In other words, yadayim shei mochichos havi on yadayim means to say that it's the das of the noder himself that could be mashlim the statement. In other words, from his perspective, it's considered to be the complete statement because you need pivoli boshavin, but we can say it's a shir in his maisa neder. That's the way we were thinking about it initially. I think it still could work through. In other words, there's an element of pivoli boshavin, so there's an element of objectivity in the tzura of the dibor, but there's also an idea of the maisa of the noder himself that he must enunciate bepeh that which is in his das. If you hold yodayim shei mochichos havi on yodayim, then you're learning that the statement has to be an expression of his das, and as long as it is a yad that has a mashmoos of that, okay, and his das is for to be a noder, that his das in conjunction with the mashmoos will make it as if he was making the full statement. It's mitzad atzmo. It's mitzad gavra. And there was a certain sense that muchach or eino muchach, whether it has to be muchach or not muchach, or doesn't need to be muchach, is really a question of whether it has to be made from itself, from the tzad of the statement itself, or whether there's a certain idea that since it's the expression of the gavar and it's his bringing his thought into verbiage that makes the neder, as long as there is a mashmoos of the statement, then it's like as if in his mind that statement, that was the statement itself, and there is a reality to that. Therefore, that's sufficient to say that mitzad gavra, he expressed the idea. But it seems like the rush is learning, though, if there's no mashmo'os of hana'ah, correct? He wouldn't be able to do it. If there's no hashmo'os, does he seem to say there has to be more of a mashmo'os? It seems like he's saying there has to be a doesn't he call it that? Yeah, doesn't he say in the end?
Yeah.
In other words, it's like it needs his endorsement. It needs his endorsement. There has to be possibilities. And mitzad atz and mitzad hagavra, he can make a selection of the possibility of the mashmos. But if the mashmos don't exist, he can't say banana, like the Yerushalmi. He can't say banana and say, in my mind, I meant a neder. That's not a yad at all. Yad she'en mochiach means, right?
Yeah.
Unless he said it ahead of time.
Not actually that case, but in our case, he wouldn't be able to do it.
And in our case, he wouldn't be able to say, I meant dibur.
Right.
For sure. If you hold yadayim she'en mochichos, for sure. Right. So for the rush... If you hold on a second, for the rush, behold, yadayim she'mochichos lo havin yadayim, then that means to say it has to be muchach mitocho, from the statement itself, what its own completion is, right? It's like you simply activate the beginning of the statement, and it completes itself, in the manner of speaking. But if you hold yadayim she'mochichos lo havin yadayim, that means to say that it doesn't have to be muchach mitocho what the completion is. It could have different possibilities, but if midas no there, but if there's a mashmo'os of iser, if there's a particular mashmo'os, then the person can say, I meant it in that vein. I meant the statement in that sense. I meant, those mudrani mimecha could be spoken in different contexts. And in a certain context, it implies an iser. But it's not clear what context you're in. So the yadayim she'mochichos would mean, let's put it that way. Maybe that's a better way to put it. In other words, depending on the context of his speech, you can't tell. The problem is there's no context in this sense. But if he says, mitzad atzmo, from his own perspective, he is engaging the statement in a certain way, then that way is always has a mashmos.
Doesn't it just go whichever?
So what I'm trying to get is like this. We prefer not to say that there's a question simply of degree. Okay? Meaning to say, it's really the same thing. Yodayim shein mochichos, yodayim mochichos, it's just a machlokas of whether we'll complete the statement because it's necessarily completed, with the completion that's muchach, or if we can even just take the most probable, right? That's true in terms of the definition of what the Rush is saying. He's saying v'yod yadayim shein mochichos havian yadayim. That means to say the most mashma interpretation. Would be the most mashma completion would be the neder. Neder would be a yad for the most mashma implication. Okay, whereas if you hold yadayim shem olchichos lo havi yadayim, then it has to be muchach what the hashlama is, right? What I was trying to do when I was saying the das no there is I was trying to explain, possibly, and it's a little bit speculative, is there an idea that would, as opposed to just leaving it like that, which seems it's hard to determine which way to go, or what the basis of saying one versus the other is. Is there some basis for saying one way or the other? Is there some idea of yad that would? Is there some deeper idea in yad that we could say that would explain why one way is So they say mukhrach, or the other way is mukhrach. Okay. So I was trying to say it like this, that it seems to me yad always has to be, a yad always has to be definite. Okay. And the guy can't just say, I meant, let's put it this way, a yad always has to be definite. Machlokas of yadayim sheim ulchichos, having yadayim, lo having yadayim, is not a question of whether a yad has to be definite or not. A yad means it's attached to something, and when you grab it, it's muchach what it's attached to. Okay. The question, though, is, in terms of what perspective are we dealing with for whether it's muchach or not? In other words, according to the yadayim shemuchichos lo havi yadayim means we have to evaluate the statement in its form of in its outward sense, and in that sense, it's not a yad unless it has just from the side of the statement a muchach completion.
To an outside observer.
The rules of law, the very nature of communication within this group, this statement is obviously the beginning of that is definitely completed by that phrase. When you say it's mashma, though, what does that get you? What does that get you? So I'm saying like this. It's not that he has a lesser standard of what's muchach. Okay? Because muchach and mashma are qualitatively different. So what he means to say is the din of yad is that you have to express a statement from its, if you express this, it's within the expression of the statement. It's in the maisa of its expression. Now, when we say it's a mashma, it has a mashmaos that way, that means to say, given certain parameters or certain qualifications, this would be its meaning. What do we mean when we say it's mashma that way? It means to say, given certain premises, we could assume that it has. Let's put it this way: it has the ability to have this meaning, right? Now we would need to know the das of the person to be sure if it has that meaning. It has an implication. That means to say, it has that manner of speech. It does contain within it that value of communication. But why is it not muchach as opposed to being mashma? Because it could be said in different ways, in different contexts, and therefore have different meanings. So it depends really on the noder, on the one who's speaking. It would require some interrogation to say, well, in which way did you really mean this? Correct. But if you hold that that the din of a yad is essentially a din of the noder bringing a thought to the external, then within his das it's muchach because he is the context. He's the speaker, and in that sense, yadayim sheim ulchichos havien yadayim, because the ikur is. Did he do a definitive maisa mitzad atzmo as a gavra of expressing a das noder? Now, mashma means to say that there are sort of choices to what this word, and from his perspective, in an objective sense. He could say, I was engaging that mashmaos, then there's no deficiency in his maisa neder. So the mochiach or ein mochiach, mochichos ein mochichos, is more a question of, in this idea of neder being an expression of the piv velev, piv velev oshoven, is there a din that do we say therefore, since it's a maisa of the guy, of the gavra, in expressing his das, as long as he chose an expression that is commensurate as an action to his das, that's good. So if it has the mashmaos, that's enough. Okay. Or since it's an entity of dibor that creates the chalos, unless that has on its own terms the identity of the statement, it's no good. Okay. It's an approach I'm trying to do. Okay. So but therefore it would be impossible for the Rosh to say that it has the mashmaos of hana'ah. That has the mashmaos of hana'ah, and therefore if you hold yadayim she'im ochichos having yadayim, it's good, and simultaneously say, but if I hold yadayim she'im ochichos lo having yadayim, it's muchach that it's dibor, it's impossible. It's just a contradiction in his whole system. Right? It's intrinsically impossible within his system. Okay? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But the Rambam has that. Right? He says it's mashma that it's dibor. It has mashmos of dibor. And therefore, if you hold you need yadayim mochichos, it's good. So you see, like you were saying the other day, he's like stepped down. Right? His din of yadayim mochichos is even on a mashmos.
What do you mean?
Right? Because he says, we hold yadayim shem mochichos lo having yadayim. So that means you need yadayim mochichos, right? And the Rambam says, the guy says, mudrani mimecha, he'll be aser b'dibor. And he says, because it has the mash, he says the words, it's mashma dibor. That's what he says, right? Mashmo dibor, something like that. Okay, so therefore, that's enough of a hochocha, just the fact that it's mashma, right? And yet, according to this Gemara, if you held yadayim shem mochichos havi on yadayim, it would have been a nisar hana, right? So basically, he's stuck in the Rosh's contradiction. So how do we get out of that problem? Exactly the Rosh's problem. It's going to come out that Yadayim Shem Mochichos.
It's not intrinsically mashma.
Interesting. You could say, like, by the Rosh, you could say, see, the Rosh is very careful to eliminate the possibility. Did you notice that? Because he said, if you hold Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, lo having Yadayim, he says he's Aser Behano and not Bedibor.
Right.
So that, right? In other words, don't think that your diet. Don't think that it has like a greater and a lesser. Like. In other words, don't say like this. Don't say. Maybe you'll say like this. It has like a minimum and a maximum meaning, right? Maybe you'll say like this. If I hold your diem shem mochichos havi on your diem, so then I'll take the all inclusive meaning, right? And if I only daim shem uchichos lo having a daim, then I can only take the most necessary meaning. You understand? In other words, does muchach or eno, does yadayim shem uchichos having a daim or lo having a daim, does that mean to say, like I have to be a minimalist or I can be a maximalist? You understand? But he shows you that can't be. Because then, if you held that way, then yadayim shem uchichos having a daim, it should include both. But it doesn't. So it means it has one mashmaos. Right? Because I was thinking of that possibility. You could say that, maybe you'll say like that, maybe you'll say like this. It's unclear. And if I would tell you, he said mudrani mimecha, there's like a shear. Either it means like minimally, I won't talk to you, or it could mean in a more inclusive way. But that would mean to say that the greater mashmos should include the lesser mashmos, right?
It doesn't Murthkani.
Different approach to the Rambam. Let's try a different approach to the Rambam. Okay? Hold on to that for a minute. Let's try a different approach to the Rambam. For the Rambam. So we said for the Rush that Yad is a partial statement and it has an implicit completion. And we're trying to figure out the completion. And we want to know, is it considered like he enunciated the complete statement? Right? And that's the question. Does it have to be like objectively the completed statement? Or could his das be a koveya? Well, I don't want to say koveya, but a mevarer. Can he be mevarer which statement, the complete statement on his own from his own side? Assuming there is such a statement that exists that way, but in other words, there are different. It's almost like there are different pots, and he can grab whichever one he wants. But it has to be a yad in some context. In other words. You can have a yad that is only one, or you can have possibilities. And yes, then he's the node there from his tzad is what we're concerned about. Okay, but for the Rambam, maybe we can have a different approach to yad. I think I have to that's one way to go to try to make it say it's a different approach to yad. So what would you say? Not that it's a completion. You're going to go down that route of completion. I think the Rush is right. You're going to be stuck. Possibly. But Yad means from, and we also threw around this possibility a little bit, from the partial, even though it's a deficient haflaw, midin haflaw, it's deficient, because it doesn't express all the terms, it's sufficient in terms of expressing his das. Okay. That's what we get into mashmos. In other words, the Rambam says when he says mudrani mimecha, it's mashma dibur. It's not like it's a completion of a. It's not like there's a completion of a statement over there. When the guy, it's not like he's saying, it's as if there's a phrase mudrani mimecha midibur. It's just it's understood if a person uses that term. What is the implication of that? And that's all Yad means. It's not some completing statement or self-completing statement or objective or the beginning or like an objective beginning of something more. It simply is that you don't need you don't need to formulate your das completely. You simply have to give enough of a dibur that it's muchach what it is what type of an activity you're engaging in. In other words, it's not that you have to give enough of a statement that we can finish it, but you have to enunciate enough of what you're doing that we can tell what it is you're involved in. You understand? So in that sense, the Rambam is saying mudrani mimecha. The guy says, I'm a mudrani mimecha. In the context of society, it gives that impression. It has that mashmaos. Okay, but simultaneously, if you hold, but the point is like this: if we would now project the machlokas of yadayim she'ein mochichos or mochichos in the framework of the mashmaos of the statement, we have a lot more latitude. You understand? Because now. It has to do with what it was mashma to him. You understand? According to the Rush, when it's the completion of a statement, the completion of a statement means to say the statement exists. And you're going to be constrained by some pre-existing statement. Now, it's true, you have if you hold yadayim she'ein mochichos havi yadayim, you have a little bit of freedom if there are possible completions. But it still always has to be in the framework of completing something that exists. And because I think of it doesn't mean it exists. It means that it has to have a pre-existing reality. Right? But if you're going to learn that your dayim is an inyan of mashmaos of what it is that I'm trying to achieve, okay, then... it's possible to go and say that if it's yadayim she mochichos lo having yadayim, it has, that means, if I take the same basic framework of the machlokas but put it into this onto this topic, it would come out like this. If you hold yadayim she mochichos lo having yadayim, it means it has to be mashma to everyone what it means. Right? But if yadayim she mochichos having yadayim, that means to say from the das hano there, it has to have mashmos. Now, as long as it's possible, as long as it has the possibility of expressing that idea, and he had that idea in his mind, we could say that he achieved it. It doesn't have to be the most mashma or anything like that. Understand? So that would be one way to go. That you're going to learn that it's going to be a question of what do we mean by yad. Does yad mean it's is the din of yad that we can complete the statement? Or is the din of yad that you don't need a complete statement? You just need a mashmos. And mochichos ein mochichos is a question of whether it's an objective mashmos or whether it's enough to say from your perspective that you were, that you had this, that it was a mashma to you, or it had a mashmos in mice from your perspective or objectively. And my hesitation is that it makes it a very big machlokas.
So why does Rambam?
My hesitation is it bothers me to say that it's such a big machlokas in what yad is, and that Rishonim like the Ran and the Meiri and the, well, not the Rashba so much, but the Ran and the Meiri seem to like tolerate either approach. It just bothers me a little bit to say that it's a big question like that. And they feel like it's an either or. So the Meiri has an interesting way of expressing it also. He says that it doesn't mean ano, right? Yudayim she mochichos, mudrani doesn't mean ano, correct? And then he says, but it will be an iser for the things that each one refers to, okay? And then he says, nonetheless, some say even for those is mutter. And it's muchach that way from the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says, lo mashma de omar aser. Mudrani emecha, listen to what he's saying. He's trying to make a diak. Lo mashma de omar aser. Dilma mudrani emecha lo lishta uye mi mashma. Behold, v'ika la mashma hachi, v'ika la mashma hachi, eino aser beklom. Now listen to what he says. Uki de omar lo mashma de omar aser. That our girsa? That's our girsa. Right? Yeah. He says, Chlomar, Shum Isser, Ella, the lo ishta uye, the lo mitoras neder, Elike Odom, Sheomer, Bame, Margizeni, Ani, Machsik, Atzmi, Kemudar, Himecha, Shelo, Ledabrimach. Okay, it's like a guy says, you got me so angry, I'm not going to talk to you. So, what's the Meiri adding? He's adding an important chiddush over here. He's saying that when the Gemara says that it's not a yad because it's lo mashma damar aser, he's saying shum iser. Means say it has a meaning of just a colloquial expression of anger, not any type of iser. Right? So therefore he's saying like this. Yeah. Sounds like he's saying that you could learn him like the Rambam because he takes that first position. Right? That it goes by mashmos. Right? But he's saying when the Gemara says it's mashma it's mashma dibur, it doesn't mean that it's mashma any neder dibur. It's mashma just an expression of anger. So, hold on. So, what would that mean? So, that would mean to say that in order to be a yad, it would have to have an expression, it would have to imply, it would have to be evident that he's saying something b'toras iser. And if there's an expression that people use just to say their displeasure with somebody, and everybody knows it's not a lashon of iser, then it wouldn't even be a yad. Then there's no achacha at all. And that's what he's saying. He's saying it's mashma that the Gemara is saying it's not an iser at all. So according to the Meiri, you'd have to, in order to say yadayim she'ein mochicha, yadayim, if you held yadayim she'ein mochicha as lo having yadayim, but that becomes an interesting machlokas now, right? So now it comes out like this, according to the Meiri. If you hold yadayim she'ein mochicha as lo having yadayim, so then it has to be muchach that you mean iser, right? It has to be muchach. It has to be muchach and mashma from your statement that you are expressing the intent to create an iser at least. Whereas if you hold yadayim shei muchichos havien yadayim, your das itself is part of the, even though on its face the statement doesn't mean iser, we're going to go from your das, and your das of making an iser can even create the you can even be mashed with your das the din of iser.
When we say doesn't mean iser, we mean doesn't mean.
But it could be a machlokas.
It could be
a machlokas if you hold yadayim shei muchichos lo having yadayim. Do you at least have to start off with a statement that's mashma iser? You understand?
For it to be a yad.
Yeah. For it to be a yad at all.
Which it seems like he's disagreeing with the